I know how it works. I work with like a couple other companies that do like the paper clicks portion of things, and just first position makes a huge difference.
Okay. Okay. It sounds like the timing is perfect too. Okay. Let me grab him. Hang on here.
Thank you for holding. Is this Kyle?
Yeah.
Hey, Kyle. My name's John. I'm the director here. How you doing? Oh, you cut out there for a second. You doing well? Sounds like you're working.
I am. Yeah. I'm doing well. How are you, John?
I'm doing good. God's good. Work's busy. Good problem to have.
Good.
These guys got me running around already. It's only 7:22 here in Southern California, so bright and early. It's got my coffee
nice.
And sat down, and Erica and Tara's like, "Can you help me?" I was like, "Okay." Didn't even make it to my office. But I understand that you were having a conversation with her about listing smart energy pros, and she asked me to jump on the line with you to go over some pricing. But did you have any questions for me about the listing or how it works?
Yeah, so she had also mentioned, too, about, like, fixing my verification is kind of jacked up, which I've been trying to do verification videos, and it just hasn't been, like, they won't upload for some reason, man. Is there anything that can be done on that end of things?
100%. Yeah, 100%. I sent you a link via text to our pricing page and also to our company's like reviews for our Google business profile.
Okay.
We're right next to Google. Like they're right behind us. Like
right.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was gonna say I called them this morning and it said Southern California.
Yeah. The Google building one is now in Irvine. It's literally right next. Yeah, they moved it. The original one was in Mountain View, but they changed their primary headquarters to the new building they built here in Southern California. So Google building is here in Irvine. So we're Fountain Valley. It's literally, but you could see it. It's like literally just the only thing that separates us is the highway. So it's like you can see Google right behind us. Yeah. It's like across the street.
Right.
We could do your Google verification. Everybody that we submit for a Google Places placement, they get an advanced verification. It gets processed right away because they know that you're a paid customer. But Tara told me that you were doing ads already and you were still having a problem with verification.
No, I'm not doing ads. I had one like most of the way set up.
Oh, okay.
I had the page set up and it went fine. And then I went and I accidentally... Like, I made a mistake, man. I put it to, like, a P.O. box, and I know that's a
bomb. Can't do that. Yeah.
So I was like, it just, like, from there, it's been, like, downhill. It won't verify.
That's the problem. Yeah, you usually want to do your actual address, and then we just hide the address if you don't want the address displayed.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yeah, that's the workaround for that. So you actually have to send that pin there, and then you don't have to do the video necessarily, but they do ask for a series of photos, or at least to bring the photos in as much as you can. Once you start working with us on a Google Places placement, you could pretty much bypass the photos. They'll just advance verify you based off of the profile that we submitted because they know you're running a campaign. They make, 85% of their income comes from their Google partners like us and these first page placements. So they're like, okay, money opportunity. It's a lot different when somebody's just trying to verify themselves but not actually running an ad or anything, or if they can't verify it, they're just kind of like, whatever.
I understand completely, man.
Money
talk. That's like the driving factor, ultimately. Yeah.
They're like, okay, customer or not customer. Yeah.
Our
company, Local Splash, we've been in business since 2004. As you probably know, Google was founded in 96, so they didn't actually start doing the ad campaigns until 2005. And then we didn't actually become a premier Google partner until 2016. So we're actually the highest rated Google partner in the country. Doesn't get any higher than that. Yep. So we could do Google Guarantee for you, which is Google's newest product. We could do Google Ads. We were calling you about a Google Places placement. Those are the three guys that show up next to the map there originally.
Right.
But you could always upgrade. Right. You know, you could start off with that, and then you could always upgrade, do ads. The only time I'd really recommend upgrading if you already have a Google Places placement is if you're trying to cover, like, a 50-mile radius or more. Then you're going to need that because these local listings are limited to 50 and less. And then for up to 15 keywords, we could list you 4 locally in the Google Places section.
Right. Okay. Nice.
So, I sent you a link to the pricing page just so you can kind of get a breakdown of everything. Kara was telling me the goal is to target Baltimore and Montgomery County, and we can cookie cutter the campaign for you if you'd like. So that way you're just showing in those areas.
Right.
Or if you don't have the credentials to cross the state lines and stuff. And obviously
I don't.
Okay.
DC is a vet and I'm Pennsylvania. I don't even really want to go there anyway.
I hear you. Yeah. I get guys where they're like, okay, you know, you get close to like Chicago and stuff or parts of Baltimore and they're like, I don't want to go over there. We have ways of targeting it, so you don't even show up to those people.
Yeah, that would be ideal, man.
How do you feel about your site?
I feel fair. We're cranking. We've been indexing a lot of pages. We've been putting like a lot of SEO into it from like SEMrush and that kind of thing. So I feel pretty good about it. It's just a matter of like getting enough out there to rank.
Right.
It is like the market's kind of inflated. And then with all this,
having it rank is more like, like SEO is outdated. What we did, like from 2004 before we became a premier Google partner was a lot of SEO services. We were the highest rated SEO company in the country and Google kind of had a way of strong arming us into the partnership. It wasn't like, we were striving for this Google partnership. We were making more money just putting people up doing SEO on our own. And just, you know, us and them without Google in there, you know, but what happened is they just kind of, they implemented this algorithm, that made it so like the companies that you're going to see ranking the highest for SEO in your area are going to be like HomeAdvisor and Angie's List who paid Google directly, to achieve those spots all over the country.
Right.
And then you're already on there. Right, doing pay-per-lead. So they're doing SEO with Google. They're getting leads, resell you the lead for a lead fee and sell it to a couple other guys. That's how they make their money. Then you have the Google Places, Google Ads, Google Guarantee. The only way you're getting there is if you work with them directly. So the SEO stuff is kind of outdated. You know, 90% of the traffic's going to start and stop right here on the first page. So it's like if you're not achieving first page placement for every single service, which is darn near impossible unless you have somebody inside, you know, and it's not really going to yield you a very good return on investment.
A friend that did it, man. I have a friend that did it.
Yeah.
And he's doing it. I don't know if he's paying you guys or I don't know. It's in fine details ultimately, but he was cranking a ton of SEO and he somehow made it first page. He was just doing a ton, man.
Yeah, I mean,
there's not many people in the insulation business doing SEO, dude. They don't really care about
online.
About that kind of stuff. It's like
a big mistake.
Yeah, there's not many. Right.
Yeah, it's a big mistake. People who ignore their online marketing, I'm like, man, it's 2023. Like, what do you think is going to happen? Like, the time keeps going. Yeah. I'm like, all this different product developing. Like, we're having to compensate for ChatGPT. We're having to compensate for... FTC might be shutting HomeAdvisor by Angie's List down.
Really?
Yeah. You didn't hear about that? You're using them?
No. I haven't dug into like fine details. No, I haven't even heard about it. I'm like out of the loop when it comes to anything other than this stuff.
Oh, I gotcha. Well, we'll bring you up to date here. Let me show you. So, seeing is better than me just telling you. So. This is a order that they got, which honestly, it's not that big of a deal for them right now, but it's going to be cause kind of a trickle effect right now. I mean, they just got ordered by the Federal Trade Commission to pay $7.2 million because they've been deceptively marketing its leads for home improvement projects. So
right.
that, basically their business model is they do Google SEO or Google advertising, and then they resell the lead. But they've been caught selling the same lead to like five people, or like the lead's already closed the day before with somebody else, and then they still send it off the next day and charge the DPs. Yeah.
Right.
They've been doing that a lot. One lead, like $10 off of Google, they sell it for $50 to like five people, and you got $250. You know? So like, that's pretty much how they became what they became. You know, if they get shut down, Google's already rolled out the Google Guarantee campaign, which kind of ironed out a lot of the kinks and problems that people were having with that. You know, we actually hand you the lead with the customer on the line, and it only goes to one person, and we only charge you if you accept it. So it's a great program, but it's kind of pricey.
Got it.
Which is something you can grow into, you know. What I would want to do, if you're willing to come on board with us today, you know, I would start you out with this platinum package that we have, or where it handles all your, it's the $5.99 one. I would reduce the price down to just $2.99 though on it, and then I'll waive the setup fee that goes towards like, you know, the name, address, and phone number cleanup, the keyword research and programming, you know, the things necessary to get your profile verified, and that just kind of get your foot in the door and jumpstart you. And then at some point down the line, though, as long as things are going well and your reviews are coming back good and everything, then we can advance you into something like Google Guarantee or even Google Ads. But is it just you, or do you have a crew?
Yeah, no, we have a crew. We have a crew, and then I have a partner. I have a partner in this. So that's one thing. I would need to talk to him about this.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not going to see him till like 5 o'clock today. You guys are 2 hours behind. Yeah.
Yeah. It's 7:33 right now.
Oh,
or 3 hours behind. Yeah. Your East Coast time. We're on Pacific Standard.
If you could, and this all sounds amazing, and I would like push the same idea to him. I like the idea of like getting us in verification faster, because I know that's going to help a little bit as well.
Yeah, and that's a huge thing too. Our services are month to month. So if you guys left it and he was like, oh, I don't want to do that, you still keep all your advanced verification and everything. People just won't be finding you for your keywords, but they'll still be able to like pull up your business profile and see it's verified and that you have the advanced verification, or you've gone through the advanced verification.
There's like no contract with you guys?
No, it's month to month. Everybody we work with is coming back at their own will.
That's awesome. Yeah. Okay. All right. Well, if we could follow this combo up at 3:30 your time, that way I have a little bit of time to talk to him. Are you still around 3:30? You're kind of doing stuff around 3:30? Hello?
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 Oh,
I can hear you now.
Cut out. Something's going on with my computer right now. Things going nuts.
Right. If you could follow with us around 3:30, dude, I would love to continue this conversation with him on the line as well. That way we're kind of
Well, what I was getting at was like, usually when a spot opens up, they give a qualified candidates list to my reps like Tara that you were speaking with earlier, and they just kind of call out on it until we fill it. They're like, they get pre-screened once, put on the list, and then Tara and them, they go through it and like pre-screen them again and send them over. Pretty much once I hang up with you, they're going to send me the next pre-screen guy until we fill the spot. I was going to say, is there any way we could bring your partner on the line by chance?
He's not available right now. Dude, I mean, it's $300. Can I just give you $300 right now? And then is there anything that I need to do? Is there a lot of stuff that I need to do while I'm on the phone with you?
No, I mean, we do all the legwork on the campaign. Obviously, we pick your brain. You know, we make sure that we're representing you properly and everything looks how you want it to look, you know. We'll ask you for some photos for the advanced verification, but we walk you through everything that needs to be done. So basically what I would do now
is... like the outside of the building and stuff?
I actually have a list. I tried to send it over to you, but I didn't have your email on file. They only had an email form of it. I thought maybe the automation would like see that your email wasn't there and they would text it to you. I know usually once you sign up, they'll send it to you automatically, but I'll force it over. What's your email?
It's Kyle at smartenergyprofessionals.com. We're trying to get the FEP domain, man.
like, so that way it's not such a lengthy password.
Yeah, those domains are a pain, though. Sometimes people get in there and they buy them out. Oh, your name spelled all funny, like first letter lowercase or some cat.
Oh, that's okay. That's okay. No worries, man.
But I texted it over to you. So what they're asking for you specifically for the advanced verification, I have the list right here, and I also emailed it to you. But it's saying tools and equipment, work vehicle with license plate, business license and insurance, business card, business registration, an invoice, and then a photo of the workplace. And then none of this stuff gets displayed online. This is literally just you send in and we forward it over to Google for the advanced verification. This is not something that we're displaying to the customer. And then they'll just put that shield and check mark on there. It knows that you're advanced verified. So it's even a little different shield than you would get for the regular verification.
And can I do like a screenshot for the business license and insurance stuff?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's literally like a form. Like when you click on it on your mobile device, it'll have like a little link in there and it'll say like add file. And you just click that and then it'll go to your photos. Yeah. That's probably the preferred method actually. Yeah. And you just take a screenshot. I've had guys get back to me and they're like, oh, I don't really want to send them like my license plate, you know, and it's like, Google doesn't care. You could cover the numbers as long as it has, like, the state on it, and then, like, they could see kind of, like, the year, make, and model color of it. They don't care. They'll accept it like that without the license plate number in there.
Right. Okay.
And some states don't require those things, too. So it's only if it's, like, applicable to your industry. So you want to fill it out as much as possible, like, to your industry and state. Yeah. Like, I have some guys, they work in, like, states where it's, like, not required to have a plumbing license. I know America's weird like that. And, you know, in California, you got to have everything. But in some states, you can
plumb
without a license. I was like, okay, you know, and Google Advanced verifies them. I'm like, all right.
Dude, what? That's wild. Yeah, that's why I won't go to Pennsylvania, because they're like, their building codes are trash, man.
Yeah, you get under there, everything's all wrapped up in duct tape. You're like, what is this?
Yeah, this is not like what I wanted to be doing, you know?
Yeah,
they're starting to like up it a little bit. Okay, so
yeah,
that's fair.
Yeah, so all I got to do is verify the basic information that we'll have on the Google Business Profile. I'll submit it to them. They'll resend a PIN verification out to you, so that way we can get that PO box off file and clear up that discrepancy. And then we'll do the advanced verification photos. I'll schedule like a client interview later today or tomorrow, depending on what your schedule looks like. And we'll sit down with you and we'll interview you on keywords, service area. Make sure we're customizing the campaign properly so the calls that come in are qualified.
You got it. Okay.
All right. Want to give it a shot?
All right. So upload pictures. Yeah. Let's do it. And then.
All right. What's your last name? Tied.
It's Farrell, F-A-R-R-E-L-L.
F-A-R-R-E-L-L. You're going to be tied up till when? Sorry?
I'm going to be tied up until I'm actually wrapping up a project right now.
Okay.
And I'm going to be tied up until like 1 p.m. following that. I don't mean to push you swiftly. What's like the minimum we need to do right now?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, I'll just set up the account and secure the payment, take it off the board so that way they're not calling out on it. And then the earliest I could circle back for a client interview would be 12 to 1, unless you want to do it like way in the afternoon. I could do like a 6 and 7.
I think actually 6 and 7 would be perfect, man, because then I'll physically be sitting down with Brian.
Okay.
So that would be.
And I'll add him to the profile too, so that way he has access to it if he wants to make changes, because you said he's a partner, right?
Correct. Yeah.
Okay. All right. So I'm going to go as quickly as I can here. I'm going to send you a calendar invitation to this client interview this afternoon, and then I'll text you 1 hour before the interview too, just to give you a heads up. If anything pops up or changes, let me know. And then I'll also, I'm going to shoot you my direct number and extension. I'll be the account lead. There's going to be an account management team that'll help me with fulfillment. There's a person has delegated responsibility for everything we do for you. Like we have a Facebook guy, a Yelp guy, a Yellow Pages guy, a guy specialized working with Bing. So you'll talk to a couple different people, but I'll be like the guy to just get things done, you know? you want something done quick.
You got it.
All right.
Sweet.
All right, boom, send that over to you. All right, and then this address is accurate, the 2983 Kipling Drive in Manchester?
Yeah, or... No,
you want it hidden, though, right?
I want it hidden, but we just opened, so I own, it's funky the way that it plays out, I own Smart Energy Professionals, a business license for it, and have insurance for it, and then our partnership is Smart Energy Pros. So really, it's at Brian's address, and the MHIC is registered to him personally. So that's where it gets, like, that's where another thing that gets a little fuzzy. But we have documentation of everything, so it's...
Well, yeah, it's literally just to send the PIN verification letter. And I want to make sure we get that squared away. After that, I'm going to have it hidden on every platform. It'll just be city, state, and zip. So he doesn't have to worry about it being displayed or people showing up at his address or anything like that.
Good, good, good. Okay, okay. So then I'll do...
What's his last name?
His is Leonard, L-E-O-N-A-R-D.
And what's his phone number?
His phone number is... It is 443-690-8233.
Okay. We'll send him a notification around the time the PIN's going to arrive. I have him listed as the co-owner. Like, hey, check your mailbox. Brian Leonard. And he said 443-690-8233.
That's right, yep.
All right, perfect. Got it. Update. Okay, and then what's his address?
His address is... Okay. I have it in his contact. His address is 615 Kingston. K-I-N-G-S-T-O-N Road, Baltimore, Maryland, 21212.
Is it showing Middle River, Baltimore, Maryland, or just Baltimore, Maryland?
It's more like south in Baltimore, south in Baltimore area.
Okay. I got it. You said 21212?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, I got it. Yeah, there was two different ones that popped up for that 615 Kingston Road. There was a Middle River one.
Right.
Different zip code, though. It's weird. Okay, I got it. All right, and then I'll hide this. Okay, so we'll send that there. And then how do you want the hours of operation for the business listed?
Do the same. The same, like...
Leave it how it is? Okay.
Yeah.
And Smart Energy Pros is a DBA. You said the actual business name is Smart Energy Professionals.
Yeah, Smart Energy Pros is the DBA. Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, and the business name is just like a partnership. There's not really like a name.
Gotcha. So Google did have that 2983 Kipling Drive, or Kipling Drive, but it just didn't do it, the verification, but it did have the address approved.
Right.
Okay, I got you.
Oh, what?
Yeah, that's kind of bad, though, because the way your Google Business Profile is set up, it actually has, like, the front of your house, like, just splashed on there.
Yeah.
Like, the only picture.
Just right there, dude.
Yeah, that's like... not good. Okay. But 7 to 5, Monday through Saturday is still good for the hours?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. And the primary number is the same as the line we're on right now. You want to leave that, the 536-5862?
Yes, sir.
All right. Let me go and update. All right, we'll swap the address and then hide it so it'll come up as Baltimore. It's good. You guys already got 7 5-star reviews on their website. It's already hyperlinked.
Yeah,
so pretty easy to get in there and do the optimization.
Right.
Update. Okay, perfect. So I have the profile set up. In terms of securing the first month's payment of the $299, Kyle, how did you want to do that?
You can do an Amex.
Okay.
You do Amex?
Yeah, they say kind of like last case scenario or worst case scenario, because they do charge us a percentage, American Express.
Mark it up or something even.
Hey, mark it up just to cover it. It's only like, I think it would only be like $5 or $6 out of the $299, but the $299 is already a severely discounted campaign for that platinum bundle. So they're kind of like,
right.
But I mean, I could still take it if you have nothing else. They just tell us to ask for something different at first.
If you don't mind, man. Sorry.
Yeah, that's fine. No worries. I know how it is. I love my Amex. I use it for everything. I don't have American Express and Schools First Credit Union, so I just use my American Express card, and I have a Schools First Credit card, too, that I love, but they got so many perks on both of those that, you know, half the stuff I get for free.
Really nice.
I'm ready for you.
It's 3767.
3767.
432. 981. 22004.
22004. Okay. And then the expiration date, month, and year?
That's 0128.
128. The Amex are a little weird. They have that four-digit code on the front instead of the three on the back.
Yep, it's that one's 1997.
1997. Okay, let me go ahead and update. All right, and I know you're trying to hurry up, so I'm just going to walk you through this voice verification just as an added form of protection. They'll outline the service agreement and all the discounts that I applied, and then we'll process you. We'll get you the receipt, everything in writing, and then you'll be good to go until the client interview. There it is. Okay, I was freaking out for a second. Between 6 and 7 Eastern Standard. Okay. All right. I was like, where did it go? All right. So you're on a recorded line. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. All our calls are recorded for quality assurance to outline your agreement with our company and as an added form of protection for you as the business owner. It says, to ensure the accuracy of your order, can you please state your business name?
Yes. It's Smart Energy Pros.
Thank you. And can you please state your name and title within the company?
Kyle Farrell, and title would be co-owner.
Thank you. And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of your business today?
Yes.
All right. And are you an authorized user on the billing of this account that you provided?
Yes.
All right. So it says, to get results as fast as possible, Kyle, it is important that you and your partner are actively involved in the campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from our company and your customers within a reasonable period of time?
Yes.
Okay, it says 24 to 48 hours if a customer asks what's reasonable. And then it says in here, in hiring Local Splash as your Google certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose or basically let us know about any other forms of online marketing while you're using our services?
Sure. Yeah, we just have to let you know what's going on with them.
Well, we know what you're already doing as of right now. It's just more so saying, like, after today, double check that you're not, like, duplicating any listings. It causes a discrepancy. Or, like, paying for something that, you already have. Obviously, you don't want to pay for something you already have. Yeah. Or if somebody, like, logs into your Google business page and starts messing with it, you know, that's not good. You're only supposed to have one person able to manage your Google business profile at a time anyway. So we'll actually walk you through how to add us as manager to that so we can host it for you. But after that, just double check. You know, I try to cover all your bases by putting you on that platinum bundle. I mean, we're even doing like a Facebook business page for you and running Facebook ads as well. So you really shouldn't need anything else. At this point, the only things to upgrade to would be, like I said earlier, would be Google Guarantee or Google Ads. That would just be another package with us. Okay.
Got it. Yeah, I've been seeing that a lot as well. Yeah.
Yeah, the Google Guarantee popping up.
Yeah.
They just rolled that out this year. That's Google's newest product. That was what I was telling you about the pay-per-lead, but they do like a $250 application fee just to do a background screening with them. They do like a crazy background screen. Wow. They look up like social and everything, and then they charge you per lead, so they have like a set. We could talk about it later on. You know, I'll circle back to as long as everything's going good, like 2-3 months down the line, and we'll sit down and we'll go over that. It makes it a lot easier if we already are working with you on a local listing to just get that background going through.
Right on. Okay.
It says the initial term of your service agreement is 1 month. It's a month-to-month service. We do recommend that you try the services for at least 2 months, but you're not binded to a contract. It says your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today. It's July 12th of 2023. It's going to be in the discounted amount of $299. However, this is going to be for the Platinum Package Bundle. I've made the custom website design optional to you, by the way. So I know you already have your own domain and you have your own site and everything, and it looks like you guys put a lot of work into it. But if you ever decide, like, you know, maybe you have a fallout with, like, your host or your graphic designer and you just want to have us develop a custom website design, it's compatible for our services, let's put it that way. But you just let us know. We're not going to charge anything for it, right? You just have to give us access to the domain and we'll do all the graphic design and content development for you at no charge. Okay.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's part of the Platinum package. Like, we always throw it in there. So I still gave you all the content in that package. I just reduced the rates. So we're not cutting any corners.
Right.
Yeah.
You got it. Awesome, man.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Sweet.
Yeah. Our goal is to work with you long term. Obviously, it's a month-to-month service, but we want to give you all the tools we can to be successful and be happy with it. So
sure.
That way we can end up, you know, working with your company for years.
Right on.
It says, when the term is completed, the agreement is set up to automatically renew each month on the 12th day, but you'll keep that discounted pricing structure of $299 for that platinum bundle for as long as you choose to remain with us. Okay, so that won't go up or change. Mm-hmm. It says you can discontinue or cancel at any time. There's no cancellation fees, no penalties, anything like that. All that we ask is if you are going to discontinue our services, let us know before the 12th day or the next billing is due, so that way we can stop your billing cycle. And it says, you agree to our renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes, sir. Yeah.
All right. Perfect. So yeah. I'm going to process the payment. When this clears, you're going to get a text message notification. It'll have an outline of the agreement in writing. You got to sign off on the bottom of that. And then you're also going to get another copy, kind of like the one that I emailed to you, but it's going to come in a text message form of all the photos that we request for the advanced verification. And we'll get that going right away.
Okay. Awesome.
All right. Well, that concludes the initial setup process. So once you receive those, you're basically good to go. You just got to sign off on them, and then we'll circle back with you between 6 and 7 for that client interview, okay?
You got it. Awesome, man.
Okay.
Sounds
allow
good.
It for like 30 seconds for those texts to come through.
Okay.
All right. Sounds good. All right. Well, thank you again for signing up. If you have any questions, comments, or concerns either, you have my direct number and extension, so don't hesitate to call. Like I said, we also have 24/7 customer service available to you. It's the same number. You just hit extension 1. It'll be attached to every text and email that you get from us moving forward.
You got it.
All right, Kyle.
Sounds good.
Whew. Well, hopefully that was fast enough. I'll let you get back to your day, and then I'll circle back with you at 6 o'clock, okay?
No, that was perfect, man. Perfect time.
All right. Well, hey, I appreciate you giving us a shot. I know you're really adamant about, you know, getting your partner involved. And I'm going to make sure he's involved. And obviously, if he has any questions, comments, or concerns moving forward, feel free to share my number with him. You know, we have his information on file, so I'll know who it is if he calls in.
You got it, man. All right.
All right. Well, you have a great day. I'll talk to you soon. All right. Bye-bye.
You too. See ya.